Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Maddie M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shells. Was your ginger girl, knit your eyebrows. I'm a kid, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strat, Young K, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve, T-E-O, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello, everybody. This is Power Talk with OG Met Drama, and I don't know if anybody can hear me or not because everything is seeing that we're having problems with everything. For some reason, there's nobody showing up on my screen. And I know there's people waiting to get on because we have guests. I don't even know if anybody hears me. But let's see here. 1 second. Yeah, persistence equals perseverance. So let's bring on, let's see if we can bring on people. Now everything's starting to show up. Hello. I guess because persistence equals perseverance, right? So Power Talk with OG, it is OG Vet Drama's birthday, and this is Shelly Shells, and he asked me to get on here and help out. And for some reason, it's been giving me fits. So we were going to do the review of 2022. And I can't even get people on here, guys.
Okay. Hey, Shells.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I got to try to tell that nothing came up forever.
What was that? You was breaking up. What was that? Sound like you were breaking up.
Yeah, we're having a heck of a problem with the show today. I don't know why everything seems so difficult. But I said, how are you
doing? I can
hear
you clear now. I'm good.
Can
I'm
you?
Good. I'm making it. Not a man. It's been crazy trying to get everything together for this after party. Oh man, all kind of people hit me
yeah.
up. Shout out to Tony. Know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to Sony Records. Know what I mean? Everybody up there at the team doing their thing. You know, got a couple people from up there hitting me. A couple things going on. I got some celebrity DJs that's been contacting me. A lot of gigs going on out here. Everybody getting ready for that week. Not just the weekend, that whole week. It's going to be crazy. Sitting up here
yeah,
getting my itinerary together.
I wish I could be there. You know, I'm going to try to be there, but I've got other things going on, so I might not be able to be there. But yeah, I'm telling you what, guys, if you ever want to be at the Super Bowl, you definitely want to be at that after party. 10-17 after party, OG Met Drummer.
We got the Hemp Fest that's going, too. I don't know if anybody know about that, but, you know, my mentor, King Trick, Neil Westbrooks, he's throwing a big festival that's going down. It's the Hemp Hop Festival, like weed, all kind of stuff going to be going on all over the place. Bunch of music, bunch of celebrities, bunch of OGs in the game, all kind of people. Oh, my God. Smooth Town Network is helping out and doing some of the promotions, stuff like that. Bud Brothers is involved in the situation. That's a lot of major people.
Are you talking about, my mom went blank for a minute. Smooth Town. What's that guy's name and girl's name there? I totally went blank.
The guy I deal with, his name is Terrence.
Terrence. That's my dude.
You
didn't even know I talked to Terrence, did you?
Oh, no, but it's a small world, know what I mean? Terrence make moves. He around everybody as somebody to be around. He trained me on a different stuff when it comes to models, model management, stuff like that. He's dope.
Yeah, he's great. He, him and his wife, Val, they're great people. And that's good people to have. You know, they work, man. They always are around some town entertainment. They go everywhere, they do everything, and they're involved in everything. So,
everything globally.
You know,
globally. When he was working with Warner Brothers and stuff like that, that was a real good situation. He was helping me to get a lot of TV shows and movies and stuff done through Warner Brothers. And then we were doing a lot of work with Universal as far as music compilations, stuff like that. But he's definitely a go-to person when it comes to things like management, information on tours. If you're a model, if you're off into the modeling industry, dealing with fashion, stuff like that, he's real knowledgeable about stuff like that, able to help people get their portfolios together. He's dope. He's always trying to help
people. Yes, definitely. Yes. And he is on his ones and twos as well. He always gets everything done in a timely manner, and he don't play when it comes to business. And so, yeah.
I'm excited.
That's kind of.
I can't wait till Maddie get out here.
Oh,
I know,
man.
It's just going to be nuts.
Maddie.
I already got an itinerary planned out, got some stuff going, me, him, Mac. I'm hoping Batman Zay get off out here in time. Me and Kush definitely got some shit set, so he don't know it.
You know what? I think I just got Mr. Nine. I think he's on here. I think I got him on.
Yeah.
Finally. I think. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Daddy, are you there? Hello?
It's just... we're having technical difficulties tonight, you know?
It's all right. We'll get it figured out. We'll get it together.
Yeah.
It'll come together, know what I mean?
It always does, right?
Yeah, and if anything, I got a whole bunch of stuff to let them know about. Also, they could be looking out for that. I'm just saying, we got that Ravon single that's going to be coming out. You know what I mean? RBIL, realest bitch in your life. You know what I mean? That's a dope-ass single. Be looking out for that. That's going to drop Valentine's Day. Shout out to Gooch. Shout out to Keish. Know what I mean? Congratulations on a baby girl that's going to be coming. Know what I mean? Definitely want to give a shout out to them. definitely doing some wonderful things. What else? Man, it's a whole bunch going on all over the place. Everybody that's looking to get your job in, you better start getting on your hustle. Start figuring out your way. Start connecting with your people. Start connecting with your family. Find out who got their own businesses, their own situations. Start investing off in that. You know what I mean? Start putting your time in on that. A lot of these companies, you know, they doing what they got to do to make their way. Some of them is laying people off, stuff like that. You got to figure a niche, figure your way, and get to it. You know what I mean? Don't be stressed out.
Mm.
Don't be tripping. It's a way out there. You just got to hustle. You know what I mean? Don't forget, start getting seeds. Start planting your own fruits, vegetables. Save you a little bit of money. You know what I mean? Get to it.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your resources taken care of. You know, bills and shit like that covered. You also got to have your entertainment, because if you don't have no entertainment, your ass going to go nuts. All work and no play. You know what I mean? You got to relax. You got to rest. Got to get that R&R. It's all in there. You want to relax your mind and get off the bullshit, go crazy. So, you know what I mean? Stay focused. Keep your mental health together. Feel you getting out of pocket, getting some weight, go talk to somebody. Might even have to go talk to a stranger. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Sometimes people close to you be so close that some of the things you say to them kind of hurt them and it'd be hard for them to take. But sometimes a stranger, you know, they ain't got no connect to you. They really ain't giving no fuck. I mean, they care to listen. But it's not like it's going to be damaging to them to where they not going to listen. You know what I mean? Or respond negative or bad or what have you. So, but you got to get that shit out. They also got crisis lines, things like that. So if you need somebody to talk to, there is help out there. Another thing, don't be ashamed to get help. You know what I mean? I've been looking and dealing with a lot of people on my Facebook, Instagram, social media. I've been dealing with people that's been dealing with like suicide and things like that, depression, things like that. You know what I mean? Hey, sometimes people be calling out to you. You got to learn to pay attention. Got to learn to listen. I know we got our own world we face with. We sitting up here thinking about our own problems. I got this bill, that bill to pay, phone bill coming up. Damn, I got to put gas in the car. Damn, I got to go get this fixed. Damn, I got to go make this move. While you focus in on your day-to-day and your life, don't be so focused that you forget about the people you care about. Because the last thing you want to do is get a phone call and find out that it was something you might have been able to help fix, clear. It'll fuck with you. You know what I mean? So pay attention. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, it's party season, all right? It's winter shit here. You better cut over the fuck up. You better get your ass inside to a club spot, get around some warm bodies, enjoy yourself, have a good time. Don't be about no bullshit. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. Boy, I'm pretty sure you see the laws everywhere. All right? So it's that season where they trying to lock motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? So just be on your shit.
Well, you know, because tax season's over with. So they get, I mean, you know, end of the year. So now they have to start a whole new adding everything up.
Well, I'm saying it's a bunch of different reasons why the laws is really out there. It's a bunch of reasons why the laws is out there. I mean, politically and economically. You know what I mean? But it's just, do you follow that type of situation? Is that still that? If not, you know what I mean? All you got to do is just keep your nose clean. Stay out of bullshit. Work right. Keep your money right. Keep your situation right. Keep your team together right. You know what I mean? And just stay out the bullshit. Stay out the way. Don't be tripping out there. Don't give a fuck about all that extra shit. You ain't got shit to prove to a motherfucker. Fuck a motherfucker that come to you with some bullshit. Because it's bullshit. Fuck them. You better look at that motherfucker tripping and laugh and be like, man, I'm not getting paid off of this. You got me. Fuck to the left. Nope, I'm going right. And that's how you got to play that shit. You know what I'm saying? people mad right now, and it's going to get worse because this economic situation getting kind of tight. Money getting tight,
oh, yeah.
People pulling in a little bit. So at that point, people going to start getting desperate. Motherfuckers going to be tripping. Crime rate will probably start going up a bit, all that type of shit. Man, you just got to be on your shit. Play your game smart. Play for the long game. Don't play for the short game. Don't play for the short come up. Know what I mean? You got tomorrow, too, while you thinking about today. For real.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people fucking up because they making sure today is covered, but they forgetting they got tomorrow. Now you don't pull this extra-ass movie-type shit, straight show shit, straight stunt-type shit. Okay, so you want to get applauded for that? You want to get clapped at for that? Nah, this ain't the season for that. Calm that shit down. Figure your way out. Do right. Get shit cool, because shit finna get desperate. Motherfuckers finna get extra. People finna be crazy on some shit. Like, damn, I never would have thought such and such would have did no shit like that. You don't know what motherfuckers going through right now. On some real-ass shit. It's wintertime. Motherfuckers getting sick. Motherfuckers hurt.
Mm.
So the homie sitting up there like, yo, my baby mama gotta go and feed the kid. The kid don't even got sick. I gotta go get this Tylenol. The job tripping right now. They acting a motherfucking nut. Fuck. I gotta bust some move. I gotta get the Tylenol. Man, fuck it. Let me figure it out. And it's just some Tylenol. But this is a real situation for somebody right now. And you sitting up there moving around.
Hold on a second, Project. I still see something. I'm sorry. I may read the same thing, but one second. Maddie, are you on here?
Hey, what up, what up?
What up?
Hey, Maddie. And Mr. Nine, are you on here?
Yep, I'm back. I had to call. I had to hang up and call
back
again.
Oh, look at that. What, guys? I don't know what's going on.
Yo, Prophet, man, Prophet. I was listening to that while she was trying to get me on. I was listening to you. Everything, man, you sure have a way of, like, saying things, dude. Honestly, you should write a book or some shit, for real. You're always so calm, man. And when you say things, they smart, man. They smart things. They're, like, really smart things. Like, no wonder you profit, right? But I really enjoyed that speech, man. That was good to listen to without me interrupting it, for sure.
Well, I appreciate
I'm sorry.
It, man. I'm just trying to help you.
I was trying to – sorry, Prophet.
No, you gooch.
You know, I've talked to everybody on, and I'm texting in between, and, like, he'd get music pulled up. You know how it is. But I don't let it stress me. I let it bless me, because everything around me, you know, you gotta let it bless them.
Hey, I'm excited for Kush. This fool for to come out here and bang. Oh, he got this little hit. Oh, yeah, he's going to come out here and perform. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I know that fucking performance is helping to shit. Oh, and I got these girls that's going to be coming up. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. The women that like women ain't going to know what to do with themselves. And the women that don't know if they like women ain't going to know what to do with themselves. And the women that swear they don't like women ain't going to know what to do with themselves, because these girls is bad. Woo! Had a photo shoot the other night. Oh, my God. It was a situation. Even a homie, I had the homie come take me because my car was fucking up, right? So the homie take me. He was like, God damn, where the fuck you meet her at? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And this nigga, he a fly-ass nigga. You get bitches, you get hoes, you get all that. And he was coming. So, yeah, I hope y'all ready. I hope you ready because, hey, red carpet, we got media, VIP media that's going to be off in there, interviews, all that type of stuff, photographers off in there snapping pictures. It's gonna be a session, you know what I'm saying? Maddie, I don't know, bruh. You want to come out and hang out? I don't know. I'm getting this shit together, man.
Yeah, it's going to be my old life all over again, man. Can't wait. I really can't wait.
Hopefully it'll be a new life on a new level. Like, shit, I ain't know Phoenix could get down like this. Oh, and there's so many different people coming into town. I was talking to Yankee earlier. Oh, my God. She was telling me she got a list she going to send to me of people I need to be looking out for. So, all you celebrity motherfuckers, Understand? Hey, you better have a homie that can make something happen, because this motherfucker finna be packed the fuck out. So you better have a homie that's able to get with me, make that situation happen, get you on the list, get you in, because there is a capacity for this motherfucker. So you do want to make sure you can get in this bitch, because it'd be bad if your ass is a celebrity type motherfucker and you stuck outside. I'm just saying. All right? So just to give you an idea how lit this shit going to be.
Yeah.
What you got going on, Maddie?
Let me
ask you. I'm just chilling, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Shell. I can answer me.
Uh-huh, Shell.
I'm sorry. I was asking Mr. Nine. He sent him some music, and I'm trying to pull it up. I was trying to see which email I went to. Are you on here?
Yeah, I'm on here. No, that's my bad. I had to forward it because my autocorrect messed it up. It should be.
Yo,
who
am I speaking to?
This is Nine Time Pro, the Lyricum Entertainment, Mad Dog Homie.
What up, man? It's Matt EM.
What up?
What's good with it? You dropping some shit? What you for the bus on us? Know what I'm saying? Let me know.
Okay, so I just dropped a video. I just dropped a video on YouTube a couple days ago, and I did send her the track. It's called No Intro. I got a couple other things I did. It was on the Slip and Slide mixtape some years back called Drifting with me, Big Plug, our homeboy Edie from Chicago, rest in peace. And then Mike Strandberg, which is a guitar and singer guy, and then Josh Dalton also on there. Some guys out of Des Moines, Iowa, and Chicago.
Oh, you got me ready, man. What's up, man? You got me open for this shit. What are we talking about?
It's fine. Is it just one? You see the email yourself? Are you with us, Phil?
Do what? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I got emails, and I'm uploading them right now.
All right. We got tracks in the building. So while we're just sitting here parlaying, I want to let everybody know that's listening that it is OG Mac Drama's birthday. And if you would like to send him a gift on Cash App, you can do so by sending to $MDAP1017. That's Mary David Apple Paul 1017. Send him a gift for his birthday. He'll love it.
Same. His birthday today, man?
Today.
He's at his birthday party right now. We are standing in.
Oh, for real.
OG Mac Drama while he is at his party.
I didn't know, man. Thanks for letting me know. I'll send him a message.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
he's 35 again.
Yeah. Right. What'd you say, 16, 19? Somewhere in there.
He said 35 again.
35 again, you know. Once you get to a certain age, you just stay that same age. Because we're rock stars.
Right.
We don't get old.
Right. Yeah. I get old. I claim every year I've got. I'm 43 and I'm claiming it.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell nobody, but I'm 42.
Yeah.
But I'm still 35. You know what I mean?
I'm 42,
okay,
man.
You.
Yeah, I sure as fuck don't look
42,
though.
Share the birthday cake with MD. If you're 35 and he's 35, it sounds like it's a plan.
35 again.
I think
I
turned 42. I don't know. I don't remember all these years. I don't know. It's different.
So here's
earned every one of them, though, right?
Deal.
Man, I'm looking at this shit like, shit, fuck, I should have this shit mastered by now. The fuck? It's 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 30 to 31 days in a month. I should have this shit all the way mapped out. Okay, mathematics say the dollar come in by this ratio, by this type of minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo! I need this mapped out right now. I got to figure this out. I need to be the Einstein of the dollar versus the minute. Am I tripping?
Yeah, but you got to realize it took me like till I was 35 to even start doing shit, actually. All I was doing was partying in Vegas, so I was like 35. So that's only, 7 years?
Like figuring shit out, I think.
Yeah, you got to get – so you, it's, my dad says your 30s are the best, right? Because you start to realize, like, who you are as an individual, you know what I mean? Instead, mm-hmm. like, you get pulled every other direction when you're younger, right? You don't know who you are. But, yeah, 30s, and then, like I said, I was still living like I was 19 all through my 30s, and now, yeah, it's time to get to work.
So I think the teenage years is like, that's when we think we know it all. The 20s is when we take what we do know and we try to apply it, but we got the shit we think we know that we really don't, and we tend to hold ourselves back with that stuff. And then hopefully sometime after 25 into the 35 range, we're actually figuring out life and that you never stop learning and trying to grow within yourself. And then that's supposed to help the rest of the road be smoother, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I spent my whole 20s. So I spent 9 years in university, right? So that was like, and I went to Vegas when I was 28. So it was like I had to go. Like my parents made me go. They paid for it, which, I mean, is great. But, I mean, I don't think I would have chose 2 degrees. I just would have got engineering.
What's your degree?
I have a biology degree, minor in chemistry, and I'm an environmental engineer. And I have 2 real estate licenses.
Nice. I'm working on a bachelor's in film right now at Full Sail. I'm actually sitting here doing my homework while I'm on the show with you guys.
Oh yeah, good for you, man. Well, no, my art is scattered, man. She's going for a production there. I mean, it's a good thing. Like that girl, shit.
Is
she's
on
been
campus?
Floating around her whole life, man. It's good she's doing something.
Is she on campus?
I think so. I think she's in Florida now on campus. I think she just started.
Florida. I'm live from Orlando right now. You should put her in touch with me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Scatter, dude. Yeah, I think we had her on the show before. Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, you guys should definitely hook up. It's good because you sound like a good influence, man. I'm always trying to – like, seriously, I picked up one dude. I turned him forward, and I actually kicked him out on his ass. Like, I actually booted his ass out of the crib. I'm like, man, what the fuck are you doing, Scatter? I've been babysitting that girl forever, man. She always has the worst taste in dudes, man. Always. Always. Fucks up with my...
I'm single,
fucks
so...
Fucks up with her,
I mean,
bottom line.
We'll see how that goes, but...
thing about the girl.
I'm definitely looking for some people to work with down here.
Oh, yeah, 100%, man. Well, hey...
So she's in music production?
Yeah, I think she just started. So she's in... Where the fuck was she? I don't think she's... I think she is in Miami, actually.
If she's going online, she could be anywhere in the world. But if she's on campus, she's got to be in Orlando.
Okay, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Like, she just said she was going. I hope she's going, dude. Like, honestly, but you know what I mean? Like, I stopped giving her money like 5 years ago, just to try to like smarten her up. But no, for real,
oh,
the days of me giving money away are gone, yo.
I don't even want to talk about. I don't even want to talk about giving money to people on the label because. That's a long, long topic.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't want to talk about money right now. I don't want to talk about it. I'm ready to cry every time I think about hours put in versus what the fuck I got left after something get paid. Like, damn!
Hey, you know what they say this industry is about, though? You got to spend $1 million to make $100,000.
Oh, shit. That's what the fuck is going to fuck on. Oh, my God.
But at the end of the day, I might be complaining about the shit, but that's because I feel like I need to complain about it so people don't be asking me for no more fucking money. But I'm having a great time putting all this shit together. But people are fucking greedy. God, what are y'all on? Damn.
Yeah, but you gotta make sure you get paid.
That's funny, too. So I got on Facebook this morning after I got up, and my homie T-Rail had been on there, and he had an exact post about, y'all stop asking me for money. Y'all send me some money. And somebody did send him some money, and he actually he sent the dude back more money than he sent him. He just wanted to see who would send him some money, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know T-Rail.
He's
just sent Trap R&B.
Yeah, it's not even about the money. It's about, like, just, like, what you get for it. Like I said, it's not even really about the money. I didn't mind helping people out, right? But then when you find out, like, you send it, I don't have a phone right now, Maddie. Can you send it to my friend? And then, okay, I do that. I go to my shit. And then, yo, they don't get the cash. The friend just jacks it, man. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I'm like, yo, man, I got a lot of people on my hit list. Yeah, for real.
Yo, hold on. Let me back you up right there. Hold on. That sound like you got tricked right there, bro. That sound like they asked them for money, and they tricked you into giving the friend the money.
Right.
No, I don't think they would have done that, but trust me, I've been tricked a lot in my life. You know what I'm saying? And
it sound like to me. No.
It could have definitely been that. But I mean, I've had worse ones. I don't even want to talk about. Like in Vegas, when you get, you get a little yay in you, and you just like, went to the bank, and then you come back, and you're like, where the fuck did this go? And it wasn't even like it was me doing it. It was like, your wallet would be like looked through and shit, and you have to make sure your watch is there every time you wake up. Like, yeah, those days are gone, man. Honestly, like, I still party like a motherfucker, but, like, not like that, not stupid. I make sure I have people around me that are, like, I used to take in crackheads, man, just, like, because I had this big house, and I thought they needed help, you know what I mean?
That sounds like a young-ass lesson, bro.
Yeah, but I was I wasn't that young when I was doing that, man. I felt.
You said
cool.
I used to take in crackheads.
Bruh,
yeah, but you know what's funny, man?
People got big kind of hearts, bro, and they just ain't been through that kind of experience. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Talking about how y'all experience was in coming up as far as your viewpoint. In my teenage years, I didn't give a fuck because as far as I understood, statistic-wise, I wasn't supposed to be shit. I wasn't supposed to make it past 18. So I didn't give no fucks. I was with whatever the fuck a motherfucker was on it, and everybody fucking knew it. If you didn't know it was some other shit because I felt you was a snitch bitch. But
talk about that problem a lot. See, what happens is we get into public schools, bro, and they tell us, oh, the black man don't averagely live until, past the mid-20s. And it's a lie, and what it does is it fucks that young man head up so that he sets him up for failure over and over and over because he think it don't matter. Mm-hmm. When it do, and we got to tell these young dudes that.
Bruh, let me give you the full 100, right? I'm gonna give all of it, right? At the end of the day, anybody is capable of being anything they want to be. You know what I mean? It's just, hold on. Let me get the full truth, though, because people don't be giving the full truth. They say that good shit, but they don't give you the real fucked up part. So the real real truth for this shit is you could be whoever the fuck you want to be. Some people have privileges that make them able to get certain places. Other people, you have a lot of fucking adversity. And so because of that, you better have some real determination. You better have some real persistence. You better have faith in something outside of yourself because you will let yourself down. So you need faith in something. It might not be God. It might be math. It might be science. I don't give a fuck what it is. You're going to have faith in something, and you're going to have some motherfucking perseverance. And don't listen to nobody that tell you you can't be that because you could be whatever the fuck you want to be. If you want to be an astrophysicist, you could be that. Be that. Do that. Don't let nobody stop you. If you want to be president, be that. Do that. Don't nobody stop you. Get all the connections.
Yeah.
Go to all the schools you need to go to. Do everything you need to do. But that lies in on your determination to get this shit done. Don't fuck around.
Yeah, but I like what you said, though.
And get
at, like, but, at, you know, it's even worse at an early age to be told that. Like, I'll get in a fight with my mom and stuff, and, like, she's like, look at you have all these degrees. You're an honor student. You graduated with distinction. Now you're doing this hip-hop crap. Like, even that, at 42, when we get into fights like this, it, like, makes me feel bad for, like, a day. You know what I mean? I'm 42. Can you imagine someone telling you you can't do something when you're, like, 16, 15, 16? You know, like, that hits you even harder, right? So I think that, honestly, I think there's a special place in hell for people like that, man, who tell people they can't do shit. Especially when you're supposed to be, like, a teacher and somebody to look up to. Like, I think there's a special place in hell for that shit, man, honestly.
Did you all ever hear the saying, can't, never could do nothing?
That's right. Mm. That's why, I tell people. Yeah, they can't, can never do nothing, and that's why they can't. But it's just like, This is like when you say, oh, I tried. Well, nobody ever won and then said, I tried. You know what I'm saying? To try is actually to attempt and fail. And you can't fail without winning.
You're giving yourself an opportunity to fail. When you use words like try, it says in your mentality you have an opportunity to fail. When you take out that word try and you say, I'm going to do, I'm going to says in the future. Know what I mean? So you don't disappoint yourself if you don't accomplish in the present. Know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you got to continue to strive. So your self-talk is very, very important, how you talk to yourself, because you're not going to lie to yourself. You might lie to everybody else, but you ain't going to lie to yourself. And whatever you tell yourself, whatever you think of, whatever you concentrate on, you're going to magnetize that to happen. Your energy, your mindset, your mode, the shit you do, the words you use, the verbiage, the people you hang around, all of it is going to magnetize because that's where your mindset is at.
Absolutely.
You want something different? Think different, talk to yourself different, and believe yourself different, and it'll happen.
Absolutely. That made me think back in the Bible where it says, I am that I am. Now, if God made us in his image, then we have to think the same way. I am that I am. So if I am successful, then that means I'm not failing because I am. You know what I'm saying?
Also, it's all kind of gems if you want to get biblical, because in the Bible it say all you got to do is lay claim to your inheritance. So you got to believe it. So heaven is yours to claim. You got to claim it, and you got to believe it. You're not going to heaven, that's because you don't believe yourself to be worthy. Know what I mean? That's your fault. You ain't
putting
yourself
in. I like that.
You don't trust the relationship you have with your God. Know what I mean? In Ten Commandments, thou shalt put no other God before me. So there must be other gods. So that means your God is the God for you. Don't put no other God before him. That is your relationship. The relationship I got with God is not the same relationship you got. The relationship Noah had was not the same relationship Moses had. It's different for everybody. So that's when you start looking at stuff in the Bible that says things like, who art thou that condemneth me? You're not supposed to be judging the next person. That's God's job. You don't know the relationship. You don't know what's going on. You tripping. Know what I mean?
I feel like we get confused about what judgment is. See, judgment is final. You go to court and the judge judge you, and now you got a sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we don't want to go there.
I think in pop culture, we like holding each other accountable to the point that we care enough to tell somebody if they're going wrong, and that's not judgment. So there's a difference between the two, but I totally feel what you're saying.
I agree with what you mean as far as like us being accountable and judging and things like that, and the definition as far as that. But when it comes down to it, right is right, wrong is wrong, and I'm nobody's judge for any of that. That's on God. I'm human. I make mistakes. I fuck up. I cuss. I talk crazy. I act crazy. I got emotions. I flip the hell out. I'm not perfect. I don't give a fuck to be perfect. I don't give a fuck if people got a problem with it. Because at the end of the day, when the consequences go down and the bullshit go down, I'm the one suffering. Ain't nobody going to cry my tears or feel my pain but me when I'm going through it. So I give a fuck less. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do the best I can to respect people socially. At the end of the day, I'm going to be comfortable being myself. I'm not going to disrespect you. I mean, if you don't like the cussing and stuff like that, I'll hold it down or I'll stay away from you. But I'm going to be me. And that's how I feel about everybody else. Be you. Do you. I'm not going to manipulate you. I'm not going to try to force you to do nothing outside of yourself. If you fuck with music and I fuck with music, and we decide, you know, we vibe and we could create some cool-ass shit, fuck it. That's what we going to do, whether it make money or not. That's just the vibe we on. Fuck it. If we not clicking like that, we not clicking like that. I'm not forcing nothing. I may see you as a talented person, the most talented person in the world, and I may feel by fucking with you, we may take over the world and go beyond. Beyond. But
I feel that. I only came to multiply.
I'm just saying, but you might not want to fuck with me. What would it be like for me to be on some bullshit and try to manipulate situations to force you to fuck with me because of a vision I got? I've seen people do that type of bullshit. At the end of the day, you got to fuck with people that feel like fucking with you, and that's when you're going to be successful because there's no regret. that's good business.
Definitely.
Then
definitely. I try to fuck
right?
with people who's bringing bricks instead of taking bricks, because you can't build nothing with somebody taking bricks.
I feel you. I'm dealing with the people that's ready to go get the mud and make a brick. I'm ready to get with the people that's ready to go figure out where we could get some water, combine it with some mud, combine it with some grass, and be able to create a brick, a solid structure with the brick that we created from scratch. I want to fuck with people
that
I'm saying I want to fuck with people that come with the mindset of I want to create ABC 1-2-3. I don't want to be a victim of ABC 1-2-3. I want to create ABC 1-2-3. I want to step outside of time. I want to create a concept like time. What the fuck happened to the Isaac Newton?
Well, we in here. We got music.
That's that 9 times rep one right there. No intro.
When I was young, I was dumb, coming up in a world so bleak, so filled with heat. What? 3x2 table just to sit down to eat. Shit fold down just to sleep with my brother next to me. With close feet, Ma's on the other side of the trailer, but don't speak. 2:30 in the morning, Mom's just stressed out, you see. No address, just some stolen electricity. No phone, just a place to be, it's no place to see. But that's 14 to me. Every day I had to wake up just to take up some space and wander through the struggles of a youth in poverty. But the system, it doesn't see the truth, nah. Rich land, poor land, I don't come from wealth. Rich dad, poor dad, all these tags on the shelf. Rich land, poor land, I don't come by myself. And if you're hating on me, you ain't got nothing to tell. Rich land, poor land, I don't come from wealth. Rich dad, poor dad, all these tags on the shelf. Rich land, poor land, I don't come by myself. And if you're hating on me, you ain't got nothing to tell. A long-lost victim of the state, took from what I knew just to see if they could rob my family or could change my view. Tell me how I'm wrong, looking blindly at the truth. But the trouble was the system funded DHS and JCS, I've troubled youth. Years gone by like decades past, troubled memories that last. You don't forget that fast. Excessive force and abuse, teen victims created by staff too scared to even tell the truth. Some they try, but the system is still so blind, lost in everything they find. Fake reports that they making for their grind. They colluding with the lawyers, getting money off the state. The check was 30 days net, now they're just waiting for their court date. Court date. Rich land, poor land, I don't come from wealth. Rich dad, poor dad, all these tags on the shelf. Rich land, poor land, I don't come by myself. And if you're hating on me, you ain't got nothing to tell. Rich land, poor land, I don't come from wealth. Rich dad, poor dad, all these tags on the shelf. Rich land, poor land, I don't come by myself. And if you're hating on me, you ain't got nothing to tell.
I'm here. I'm
going to
send you the one that wasn't chopped.
Well, so you just
doing
a metaphor on him, huh?
It's, it's not even letting me, like, pull them up. I hit that one, like, forever ago to play, and then it finally just played. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
So that's
your
no intro. That sounds rough. The video is out on YouTube, and the song comes out April 4th. There's actually another verse that's going on the extended version, and I haven't decided if I'm dropping that on the album or going ahead and doing that with the single. I think the single's probably just going to be the two verses, though.
Man, I heard what you were saying on that motherfucker, man. You talking some shit, bro.
That's all, that's all I know how to do, man. So, like, when I was a teenager, when I first started, like I put fantasy instead of my rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And then I realized how real life was. And, like, people aren't out here, like giving the real, like, you know, some people are giving these kids millions of dollars to tell people to kill each other, and that's just not what I stand for.
Right. Hey, at the end of the day, when it comes to that, between the politics, the economics, and just the popularity of shit, you get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are living a lot of different lifestyles at this point in time. And,
yeah.
And it's public. You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff that was going on before, it wasn't so public. All the gang shit, that shit wasn't public. All the shit going on in the suburbs, that shit wasn't public. All the shit that was going down corporate, all this corporate exposure that's going down now, that shit wasn't public. You know what I mean? So you're getting to see a lot of different shit, a lot of different lifestyles. And what I'm realizing, everybody living gangster than a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
You got no clue, bro. I can't even talk about the shit right now. Like,
I'm just saying.
I'm out here,
like,
going to film school, making it happen. That's all I can say.
I'm just saying, you go to your 9-to-5, right? Because I crack a 9-to-5 every now and then. I'll go and grab a job or a quick shift or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Just to see what the fuck going on with people. I crack a 9-to-5. Boy, are these people fucking crazy. Man. Okay, restaurant industry, right? Depending on the situation, certain motherfuckers will get tips. Certain motherfuckers ain't going to get tips. Now, if you're smart and you a waiter or waitress, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you game right now, right? And you get tips, right? Your best bet is to fuck around with the people that fuck with your dish and the people that cook. If you keep your cook happy, then the motherfucker, them meals is going to come out good as fuck. The meals come out good with your service being quality. And you get on your cook ass and make sure the meals come out quick, oh, them tips is going to come out. You're going to be sitting great. And then to make sure it's quality every time, get us some motherfucking money. Give your cook and your dick people some money, because without them, you wouldn't have the food coming out quick.
The waitress, always, always. The cook and the bartender always set a tip.
So make sure everybody gets some kickbacks. Make sure everybody gets some bread when you fucking around. Y'all come to this club, y'all come to this party, yeah, y'all better buy the fuck out them drinks. I don't give a fuck. Man, get drunk, get liquored the fuck up. I do not give no shit. But also, with me saying that, be responsible. We got Uber, we got Lyft. Have you a friend that'll come and pick you up? Have a cab ready. If you're at a hotel, ask the hotels, they have complimentary driving or anything like that. Be responsible, all right? You could get fucked up. You could have a good time. You're also an adult. Don't forget to cover your ass.
Yeah. And make sure that you have a chance to have another good time as well as other people. Like, I've seen so many people get affected. You don't realize what that one little few minutes is going to do for the rest of your life.
Right.
So.
It's not worth it.
Anyway, yeah, not worth it.
I just want to say real quick too. I wasn't downplaying that. I just you made me get off on a tangent about what I rap about. But yeah, I appreciate the love, bro.
Oh, we gonna get on that shit. And I'm gonna talk to you about some shit later. You know what I mean? Oh, we gonna fuck around with some shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play with you on your cadence though. That's what I'm gonna fuck with you on. Once we flip with your cadence a little bit, you're gonna be like, oh shit. Oh, shit.
That's actually a song that's pretty old. I just never released it. You just gotta wait, man. I know exactly what you're saying. My new shit on point.
Oh, okay.
I got this one beat I got off Trap-A-Lot. I'm going in on that. It's a song about me leaving Iowa and going south.
Well, do me a favor. Let me say something real quick. We are going to have you back as a guest again because the board is acting crazy tonight. I don't know why, but would you be willing to come back again next week?
You?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Matt Drama is one of my mentors, okay? He actually asked me to make it a point to come in tonight. I've been in contact with him for a few years. And, we're talking about doing some things. And, he fucked with me on the strength of my love for the community and my drive for socioeconomic development. So I think the plan is, from what I'm picking up, the plan is for me to be on the show more often. This is my third or fourth time on here now.
Mm-hmm.
I see what the fuck you're doing.
I knew I'd heard you before. But
to answer your question, yes, absolutely.
Well, okay, good.
Hey, we're going to have a lot of conversations.
Maddie and I have a show on Wednesdays as well, because Sideways with Sales and Maddie M. You'll have to come get on that as well.
Okay, I listened last week.
Oh, did you? Well, thank you.
I listened
you.
Last week, yep. Yeah. Yep. He put me on game about the Wednesday show, and I dialed in, and I just listened. I was chilling. I think I might have said what up, and that was it.
Okay.
All right, well, you
got
to come back, man. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, things are actually going pretty good.
Because
so.
I can't get the board to work. Like, I think Yankee, I've been trying to let her in now for like 20 minutes, and it's not, the board's just not, it just keeps idling. I don't know what's going on with it. So, but at least it played one song, right?
Yeah, we got one song down. Yeah. That's some really good topic going on. So
I think that's what
despite
happened.
Despite the technical difficulties.
I think the energy just released the song. It was like, you know what, they talking about this. This is the perfect time. Let me go ahead and just right now. Let me get in there. You know what I mean? I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I believe that. But I'll tell you, hey, this is too crazy.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm doing credits on this film project for school. It's due at midnight, so bear with me. I'm gonna mute up.
Okay, so
what are you doing?
You doing edit?
Yeah. So last over the weekend, I had to edit a film. They have you choose from three different films. They just give you all the raw footage, and you got to assemble it any way you want to make the film. So I did that. Now the assignment I got due tonight is I got to do all the roll credits and all the intro credits, and I got to lay, 2 days ago, I had to lay music underneath, I had to do the music soundtrack. So now I'm doing the credits, and I got to put music behind that, and then I got to drop that at the beginning and the end of the film. So the roll in credits and then the regular credit roll at the end of the film.
Hey,
yo,
man, that sounds like a lot of fun, dude. Like, honestly,
it is. I really enjoy it.
I can't even imagine what I'd come up with, man. It'd be
I would say some crazy
shit,
too.
Like,
so
spooky shit.
My instructor, they've got real life filmmakers, as instructors for the film program. So my instructor is working on a film. He hasn't told me what it is yet, but he's working on a film. He's got $1 million budget. Okay. Now I need to do these credits right because he's got a $15,000 budget just for somebody to do the credits, and I need that.
You better get that bread. The fuck?
Yeah.
I need
you
that.
3D, you better 3D them motherfucking credits and put some motherfucking 3D on it.
I got an outline. Matter of fact, y'all want to help me? So look.
I'm
just
saying, you better snatch and sniff that shit. You better make that shit snatch and sniff.
I can make up the names to fill the positions in the credit roll, okay? So I got Kurt Cobain, and I got Chris Cornell, okay? I was thinking about using Jerry Garcia. Maybe I use Eazy-E. I want to pay homage to the musicians who have passed away. You know what I'm saying? So I just need a couple more names.
You know you gotta have Jimi Hendrix.
How about
Let me get to that one right now.
No, you gotta have Jimi.
I'm gonna do casting by Jimi Hendrix. How's that?
All right.
How about Bob Marley?
Oh, speaking of Bob Marley.
You know, it's his birthday, the 6th of February, and I've got the reggae band that I manage on tour starting next week. They're on a 10-day tour from Florida out to Denver. And then I've got them going in my hometown on that Saturday, the 4th. And that is, the band's called Rising Lion. So it's Rising Lion and a tribute to Bob Marley at Lefty's in Des Moines, Iowa, on the Drake University campus, February 4th, 9:30 p.m. Central Time.
Oh, that shit gonna be lit.
Speaking of Bob Marley, our homeboy actually plays drums at the Bob Marley Experience in Orlando.
Oh, that's dope.
Hey.
Yeah, man. I come out here 2021 to start school, and I got right out in the street to start a networking. I run into this big old Rasta dude from Oviedo. He called himself a cowboy hillbilly hippie Rasta. And when I first met him and he told me that shit, I just looked at him like he was fucking crazy. But you know what? You couldn't imagine that he actually fits that title.
Okay, I got to see it.
Dude name is Danny Dredd. And he's the lead and founder of Rising Lion, the reggae band. So they're on tour next week.
I believe that I'm a hip-hop country girl manager that wears cowboy boots everywhere. What's he talking about?
We call them shit kickers.
We call them shit waiters sometimes, you know?
Shit waiters? Yeah. Oh, you must have been on a hog farm.
Yeah. No, man, what are you talking about, dude? All I wear is cowboy boots.
There's so much shit people talk.
You need your knee highs for that.
Yeah, but they have to believe it.
Okay, we got Jimi Hendrix.
You got to do Blue Eyes.
Bob Marley.
You got
to
do Blue Eyes.
I got to go to the next screen. Jimi Hendrix, music. I'm the music supervisor, Wade Bassford. I got my homeboy Edie in here from Chicago. We lost him to domestic violence in Des Moines. I want to say that was 2013. His children's mother actually stabbed him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
mad messed up. But rest in peace to Edie. Shout out to him. He's actually on that song. I think he's on Drifted, if I remember right. I think I sent you that. That's the song we got on the Slip and Slide mixtape back in 2015 or 16. Trina's on the drop. Shout out to Trina.
It's just popping up whenever it wants to. So, that's why I said, yeah, I can't even see
it. So you hit play and it'll give it to us sometime.
Yeah, whenever. And
just
and
like
the
you did the other one.
16 minutes.
So I was going to do for the director of photography, Couch Guy, but let's do Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Couch Guy, there's a story about Couch Guy. So Couch Guy is a guy who was in Des Moines, and that's where I'm from, Des Moines, Iowa. And when I was 17, getting ready to go in the Army, I had actually already took my oath. I got out of placement. I was locked up as a kid. So I got out of placement, and 2 weeks later, I had taken my oath to go in the Army. So I'm waiting to go. I'm waiting to be deployed to basic training in South Carolina. And we go to this thing called Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a weird-ass movie. It's a good cult classic. But we didn't go to watch the film, okay? We went to drink the beer and just be around all kind of, different types of people. We start going to these after parties at Slipknot's house. Slipknot wasn't famous yet, okay? So before Slipknot got famous, we was going to their house parties over by Drake University on Cottage Grove, and there was a guy named Couch Guy, and he would stay at their house sometimes, and he would stay at whoever's house he could. He was Couch Guy. The whole city knew him as that. It went quiet. Is everybody there?
I'm here.
Where'd the fellas go? Fellas, are you with us? They might be tending to their business, too. Or it might have went quiet on them like it did me, because I had to call back in. You said it showed me muted, but I had to call back in.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's actually
okay.
Weird.
I got Bob Marley as the director of photography.
Yes. Who else?
Okay. So then I got written by Kurt Cobain. That's awesome. And then.
Yeah.
And then I got directed by Chris Cornell.
Yeah, so everybody,
put that right in the middle of the
screen. Everybody went off again. It's only yes on here. I don't know why.
Well, I guess we're down on Power Talk Radio, holding it down for OG Mac Drama, who's out at his birthday party. Shout out to OG Mac Drama. We got some more music coming up. Whenever the system plays it, I think she already hit play. Did you already hit play?
Yeah. I did, but I don't think it's going to... I don't think it's going to be playing, and the episode's getting ready to go off. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have you back.
I'm going to come back as much as I can.
Like
right now, I'm at work.
Savvy.
I'm at work. I'm sitting in my truck doing my homework and co-hosting Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. So, I think his plan is to have me back often, and maybe, I don't know if he wanted me weekly or what, but he would talk about me getting more involved with the show. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well,
it's a blessing.
You got a little radio voice going on, kind of, yeah?
I am told I have a good voice, mostly by the females.
Yeah. Well,
so I appreciate that.
If I can do radio, you can definitely do it, because I got a country accent from hell. And I don't come off all suave, you know? Come off like so. But
I've listened to your show, and I'll say you do have a good radio voice.
Oh, so
whatever doubts you might have,
just
throw that out the window. You got it. You're good.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead, actually, and I'm going to end the show because we only got a few minutes left, and I don't want it to, like, break off in the middle of everything. And since everybody's already off, sorry for the technical difficulties. This is Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. However, he is at his birthday. Now, do you like to be called Mr. Nine or what?
So, okay, my Facebook, my personal Facebook that I use every day is Mr. Nine, SpaceX, Space Rub. So my mic name is Nine Times Rub. It's like a mathematical equation for coming into reality. I'm really into numerology, but I didn't even pick that name. It was given to me. I was talking to Mac about this on the phone today.
If you're into numerology, what's your life path number?
I go by 9 or 9X.
No,
Mr.
what is
nine
your life
two?
Path number?
It's 9.
And
my birthday add up
number?
To 9. My social security number add up to 9. My first son was born when I lived in apartment number 9. I started my record label when I lived in a different number 9.
Okay.
I got locked
so
up on Christmas Eve.
And make sure that's your actual life path number?
And Romans 8:18 actually tells you what my life has been about. But, God speaks to me. I don't use mediums.
Look up your life path number when you get off there.
That's some random manipulation stuff. A lot of that stuff you'll find online. But let's see. Life path number. I'm going on Google right now. How to calculate and its median.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for shits and giggles. And because you asked, I'm gonna see what it actually says there. But I can tell you, I was given. I didn't choose mine.
I didn't even realize.
Okay, so this actually says life path number is 8, and then it's got hard work and hard lessons, and you know that it does work. But actually, in numerology, in actual numerology, not the shit online. 8 is actually a process of a cycle that repeats itself.
Absolutely. I'm a Libra, and if I tell you anything, I'm also like a Virgo cusp, so I'm very in tune with everything.
Yeah, so I'm a Leo, 8:18.
Okay. So you're bossy.
Well, I mean, I started a record label at the age of 20.
Yeah. That's good, though, right?
Yeah. I was a music commissioner for the city government. I'm definitely bossy. I'm good at putting the right people together, though. I'm not like a bark orders bossy. I'm a make shit happen boss.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something about this. You saw how everything's kind of messed up on me. Like, that happens in everything that I do in life. So that's why I've learned to be so easygoing and, like, really just, okay, no big deal. If that's the biggest, shittiest thing that happens to me today, that's a pretty good damn day, you know?
So let me ask you something. Is your life path number 13?
Uh-huh.
I said,
is
your life path number
13? Hold on one second, I'll tell you. Because I'm not thinking straight right now. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
It is. My life path number 7.
Okay. 7 has many different connotations. Some related to... I don't want to misspeak it. So give me a second to think. But they say that some people say it's a holy number, basically, just to give you this, you know, the short on that. Hey, by the way, while we're talking here, everybody that's listening, if you tuned in late, this is Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, and this is Shells and Nighttime Truck standing in for Mac Drama. He is away at his birthday party, and if you would like to bless him with a gift, you can cash app him at $MDA, P like Paul, 1017. MDA, P like Paul, 1017. Start that with a $, you got it.
There you go. Boy, he did good bringing you on, didn't he? Because he was like, hey, you got to do this, this, and this. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know why this show messed up, but Maddie and Prophet were on, and then for some reason they went off. But this is Mr. 9.
Mr. 9, not time's rough in the building. Nighttime's rough in the building.
And this is Power Talk.
Illyric Entertainment.
This is Power Talk with OG. With what entertainment?
Illyricum.
Illyricum.
Yes, Illyricum. It's like ill lyrics with a UM on the end. Illyricum.
Okay.
It's a forgotten place. So, like, when I come across that, when I was younger, right, you know, not too long before I started the label, like, I knew that was going to be my label name because, I always felt like coming from poverty, we are the forgotten people. And it's a forgotten place. It was lost to the Roman Empire centuries ago. And it was actually, I found it in the King James Bible. That's the true story.
So... You said you listened last week. Did you hear my acronym for music?
Nah.
I copyrighted, it's Man, Understanding, Soul, Inspired, Communication.
Say that again.
Man, Understanding, Soul, Inspired, Communication.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's what it is. I copyrighted that when I was 14.
Yeah, that sounds right. See, everything in the English language the English language is a duality in itself. It all means more than what it just said. So that's why, we got to not be texting our girlfriends or boyfriends all the time because it can be taken multiple ways. Like, you could be encouraging somebody and they could think you're trying to piss them off.
Well, yeah, but that's why there's no communication between a lot of people in the younger years, younger age this time, and they don't know how to communicate face to face.
Well, they were taught that because they want triggered voters, and that's why the media is able to trigger them so easily.
Oh, we're not even gonna get into that because we only got four minutes.
We're gonna save that for another episode.
We're not even gonna get into that. You know, somebody told me, if you want to make sure that you make it, you don't talk politics or religion. Now, I don't know, but that's what they told me. I definitely don't talk politics very often because my brother, man, he's an ex-Marine, and, you know, and my nephew's a Marine, and, yeah, politics are big in my house.
Yeah. Well, I took my first political position at the age of 26.
Oh, yeah.
I was a music commissioner appointed by the mayor and city council of the city of Des Moines, Iowa.
That is awesome.
It really is. Even now, to this day, like, I still kind of can't believe it. It's like, wow, I really did that.
That's dope. But, well, what I've done is I was a nurse. I was working in traumatic brain injury. I was ghostwriter since I was 14. I play piano, flute, clarinet, saxophone, and I just love music. That's how I've always coped with everything. When I get up, what do? I put on Rapid Fire. I play his video Tell Me, his song Tell Me. Y'all need to check it out, Rapid Fire. That's like one of my get up and go songs, you know?
Yeah.
And then I have a playlist, and I literally play it if I'm getting up, moving, cleaning, you know what I'm saying? Because I do have cancer, and I've got a lot of pain, but it takes my mind away from it, you know? Just like it does when you're sad or happy or whatever. Everybody has a song that they listen to.
Yeah.
So
I have a couple
that's
playlists
how everybody connects. Yeah. So, you know, it's a matter of fact. But anyway,
Mr.
Nye,
if you're listening,
make sure you tune in.
Make sure you tune in next week, Power Talk, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Right here.
And
we'll be playing some music. We'll be taking some callers.
Yeah, and hopefully everything will be back. Plus, I'll be back at my home, and I'll be able to get on the computer if I need to instead of a phone.
You got to run from a phone?
I'm at Cleveland Clinic right now. Well, I'm in Cleveland right now. I'm at Cleveland Clinic in the hospital. So, you know, I'm doing what I can from it. So, yeah, it's been challenging. But, yes, next week, Wednesday, Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. I'm right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Thursday, Power Talk with OG Matt Drama and Maddie M. You all need to tune in. Sorry that we only got one song played and we had a lot of talk, but we got a lot of conversation. We finally did finish it. And much love to everybody. You want to say
peace
anything
as
we go out, Mr. Matt? Peace and love. Much love.
Peace and love. And happy birthday to Mac Drama.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mac Drama. I hope you enjoy it.
He was having a blast when I called him, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I know. I already know. Anywhere Matt Drama goes is a blast.
I didn't catch that.
All right. I said anywhere Matt Drama is a blast.
Oh, no, I can't wait to come out with.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and we will talk to you again. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.